Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY23 earnings conference call of Suven Pharmaceuticals Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishab Barar from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us on this call to discuss the Q1 FY23 earnings for Suven Pharmaceuticals. We have with us Mr. Venkat Jasti, the Managing Director, and Mr. Venkatraman Sunder, Vice President, Corporate Affairs, and Mr. Subba Rao, CFO. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. Documents relating to the company's performance have been mailed to you earlier. I now request Mr. Jasti to share his perspectives on the performance and outlook. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rishab. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and good evening to you all. As you know, Suven results will not be comparable quarter-on-quarter basis because it has its volatility because of the nature of the business. You can see that quarter-on-quarter, there is a little less growth, I mean, a little less revenue, but compared to the last year, at the same quarter, it's a much better growth both in terms of revenue, EBITDA, profitability, all aspects. Last year is a very good year for us. As you know, some of these old molecules which were repurposed for the COVID has additional sales. Also, there's one other COVID molecule was launched by the global innovator. So those sales were there, and they may be short-lived ones, as you know, because it's the pandemic. You may not get that every year, and that may be considered as a one-off. But that filling that gap for this year itself is going to be a task for us, but we are hopeful that we will do the way last year, I mean, at least meet the numbers of the last year. One thing I want to bring it up is there are increased costs due to the logistics, due to some of the raw materials, especially solvents going up, and the higher inflation. All these are affecting a little bit of the profitability, but we could be able to more or less maintain the profitability even under these trying circumstances. As I was telling, the last year results were because of the COVID-related activity and all that stuff. There is a little transformation. This year will be a transformation year because the global innovators themselves are now coming back to the original goal of inventing molecules for all other diseases rather than concentrating only on COVID molecules. So there is a little gap that is going to happen, and since I have only 6 months visibility, I'm telling you right now it will be the whatever we're going to perform is going to be like last year, filling in the gap of those that are lost to the COVID. But we hope in quarter three we'll be having a better idea how that will ramp up and surpass the last year's numbers. The other thing what I want to tell you is the little less sales in the specialty chemicals and formulations is the reason why quarter-on-quarter basis little bit less revenue growth this quarter. But that will keep changing quarter-on-quarter in other quarters anyway. As you know, we have on Casper in April, and we were telling you last time that a few months later we should have the inspection done by the FDA. I'm glad to inform you that on 25th to 29th of July, the inspection was carried out by the U.S. FDA, and the inspection passed without any observations. And already we have filed about four ANDAs, and the goal dates ranging back from March 23 onwards. So the revenue accretion will take place only post that. And another 10 will be filed within this year. And so the revenue generation from Casper will happen post, I mean, in the 23-24 time frame. If at all, some small amount may come this year. But this is the natural progression, and we are happy that things are going well without any delays. And in general, things are better. I mean, as I was telling you, the getting the new projects are a little bit slower because of the transformation of the process from the big pharma. And we'll know by November, December time frame when the new budgets are taken care of by the pharma, then it will, based on the talks we have with the customers, so it will be coming back to the normal, and it will have a good traction in the CDMO. So I just want to give you these qualitative things, and then I look forward for your comments and questions so I can answer you better.
Should we open up for questions?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is on the line of Sudarshan Padmanabhan from JM PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for taking my question. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah.
My question is on the cost, as you had, you know, talked in the fourth quarter and also in the opening commentary, that, you know, raw material cost, the solvent cost, as well as the transportation cost being higher. My, you know, question to you is, when you're looking at it from a, you know, trajectory perspective, how does the cost look when we are in the second quarter? Have we seen some kind of cost coming off, and how are we placed on this side?
Not that much difference we see. I mean, whatever it is, tapered down compared to earlier quarters, but still continuing.
And my second question is, you know, we are embarking on this, you know, CapEx, I mean, 200 crores annually. And that is also, you know, you had mentioned that, you know, one of the specialty chemicals, you know, could see commercialization later this year. There are, you know, a bunch of pharmaceutical CRAMS products, which, you know, are in the late stage, which can get into commercial. So if you can give some color, I mean, I'm not talking about on a quarter-to-quarter basis, but when we take, say, the next 2 to 3 years, I mean, we talked about, you know, Casper, you know, gaining some momentum going forward, say, from FY24. But specifically from the pharma CRAMS and specialty CRAMS, how do we see the commercialization gathering momentum, especially in the light of CapEx?
So it is not in our hands, as I was telling every time. This is the success of the molecule that the clinical trial will give us the opportunity to sell that product. Even the customer will not be knowing these results until the fag end of the trial is over. So then only we can, as of now, there is no indication, but going by the past few years, the traction is much better. And sometimes it can happen, 2 or 3 molecules can go in a quarter or not, sometimes 2-3 quarters nothing can go also. But in general, seamless transition of the projects are happening, and with the new budget coming in at the end of the year for the R&D purpose, and going forward with the all the other indications other than the COVID, we see, based on the talks we had, better traction. And better, naturally, the traction, and hopefully the success of the molecules that the clinical trial will give. So I cannot give you quantitatively, but qualitatively we are very confident that things are moving in the right direction, But quantitatively, I cannot give because I don't have any data, neither my customer has the data.
Sure, sir. So can you share how much of molecules on the CRAMS and specialty are in the late stage, which can potentially get into the commercialization?
I mean, again, see, the number has no meaning in this place. I mean, if I say 100 and only 15 to 20 are only giving you the revenues. See, it is not a percentage like in a generic, I can give you a percentage basis. It can give you a 0 to 1, there is no in-between. So number of molecules has no meaning because it's only the mix and match is the one that's giving us the things and also the continued revenue generation from the already marketed products. But giving you a guidance based on the how many will convert and all that stuff is a very a big task, and we don't have a special ball on that, neither my customers.
Sure. Thanks a lot, sir. I'll join back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Ankush Agarwal from Surge Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Jasti. Thank you for taking my question. So firstly, on this opening comment that you mentioned that last year we had some COVID-led extra revenues and this year the organic growth would largely lead to filling up those revenues that won't be there. So would it be able to quantify how much of FY22 revenues were because of this spike which won't be available this year?
About 120 crores.
120 crores. Okay. And so which quarter we saw that impact? Because I remember last quarter, Q4 FY22, asking you this question, if, you know, the higher growth of 40% that you were seeing for last two quarters, if that had some impact of COVID. But you mentioned in that time, you know, that this is broadly not COVID-led growth. This is largely, you know, organic growth. So what changed that?
No, it is, it was all the quarters and but the third and fourth quarters were a little bit higher, especially fourth quarter. But what I'm saying is the organic growth will fill that gap. That's what based on the existing orders and also based on the communications we have in the CDMO business.
Okay. Secondly, sir, on the Casper business, so now we have this approval in place and you also mentioned that the timeline when you start seeing revenues. So would it be possible to share more color on the kind of opportunity that is there for Suyin in terms of, you know, the end market size of the three products that we have filed?
See, we are not going after the big blockbusters, we keep telling you. I mean, these are the niche molecules and they're small volume molecules. And the total number will be filed by 14 to 15 in Casper itself. Out of that, four are already filed where the inspection has taken place. The gold dates are spent starting in March 23 onwards, and one maybe below before that. So at this time, it's very difficult for me because until we get into the year or two before we can give you a quantification.
Okay. But no, in spite, you know, not molecule specific, but, you know, what do you see that Casper would bring for to Suven in the next 3-5 years, you know, some guidance on that.
What is that again?
Like not molecule specific in terms of end market size, but as an opportunity for us to win, what kind of, you know, I remember in one of the interviews you mentioned that it could be a 300 crores. Sorry?
Yeah, I mean, by the time 25, 26 comes, it will be around 300 to 400 crores we expect the formulation business to derive.
Okay. Just a clarification lastly on this. So this is a pure profit sharing model, right? We are not getting any manufacturing margins out of it. So it's not a CMO.
You get both put together. The sale price, which is cost plus, and also the profit sharing.
And in what kind of percentage is that, sir? Is it like normal 50-50 or slow?
No, it keeps changing depending on the molecule.
I'm sorry. Okay, got it. That was it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Khurana from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead. Amit Khurana, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead. Mr. Amit Khurana, we are unable to hear you. Please go ahead. As there's no response from the current participant, we'll move on to the next. That is from the line of Darshit Shah from Nirvana Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thanks for taking my questions and congratulations for this good results in this quarter.
Thank you, sir.
So you quantified that around 120 crores last year was due to this COVID drug. Could you tell us roughly how much was, if at all it was, in this Q1 first quarter? Is there any contribution for the COVID drug?
I mean, we are not giving drug by drug things, and we are only giving you the combined because it doesn't make sense to give something which is not going to be repeated, and then again, people will just put in Excel sheets and correlate it, and then we will not be able to meet that. So the best thing is to give you the things, because especially the COVID-related drugs, as I said last time, also, it will be one-off kind of thing. One-off means 1 year, something like that.
So my only wanted to understand, because you said out of the 120, major contribution came in third and fourth quarter. So if you look at Q1 number currently versus last year Q1, we have done fairly well and we have grown around 30% year on year. So just wanted to have a feel on that.
See, ours is, you cannot compare, say, like a generic things where we have same product to give in. So you cannot compare with that. If the product mix change will be there, and the valuations of the products also there, and the stage of the product also is there. So many variables. So you cannot compare year on year, yes, but not quarter on quarter.
Got. And sir, on if you look at our annual report this time, we are talking quite a bit about forward integrating. Where we want to make intermediates to more intermediates and KSMs and APIs. And also full life cycle management services for a few of our global innovators. And we have been telling that we have been in conversation with few of the clients, but that has been delayed due to COVID. So where does it stand now, and how this opportunity?
We are restarting that activity to the customers, and the travels has not started yet. And the activity which we are starting now, hopefully, will culminate into the their travel into India so that they can start the activity. So we are started all over again. So,
but you see this to be a very good opportunity to materialize over the next 2-3 years?
Yeah, it takes even for any change to be innovators, it takes at least a minimum of 3 years before you see any tangible results. So we hope. Unfortunately, when we started this activity way back in 2019, the 22 came in and we lost 2021-22 now. So I think 25 time frame, we should be able to get some kind of traction into this kind of activity of forward integrating it and also the life cycle management.
And so my last question is on how much does the cash in books lie after paying off cash for around $20 million?
We have 380 crores now.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Abdul Qadir Puranawala from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for the opportunity. And
sorry to interrupt, sir. Your audio is sounding very soft. Can you speak a bit louder?
Is this better?
No, sir. It's still the same.
Yeah, is this better now?
So much better. Thank you. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi sir. My first question is on the CDMO side. From the last two quarters, if I just look at the quarterly sales run rate, we are at close to 210 crores. So just to better understand, this sort of a revenue, whether it is the clinical molecules which are driving the pace or there is some traction what you have seen on the commercial side. Again, I'm not looking out for any specific numbers, but directionally if you could highlight would be useful.
It is a combination. It is a 60-40 tilting towards the commercial.
Okay. And so secondly, on your guidance, so earlier you have been guiding for a meeting 10-15% growth. So are we still maintaining that on the 120 crore base what you have, or excluding that, we are maintaining the guidance?
Now, as I mentioned in my earlier opening statement, last year's growth, which is because of the COVID, which is to the tune of 120 crores, filling that gap itself organically is a challenge for us, and we are hoping that it will be done. But 10 to 15% growth I have not given this time because, as I said, this is a transformation year not only for us but also for the customers who are always mainly focused on the COVID is now coming back into the main field into an R&D. So that will give us attraction to the new projects and that will give you things. In the end of third quarter, I could be able to give you much better growth. As of now, we are sticking to the last year's numbers.
Okay, sure. And so just finally, on the CDMO specialty chemical business, so here we had added one molecule which had got commercialized towards the start of FY22. So how is the traction there? Because
That is a initial requirement only, because unlike this is not going to be a global one, unlike the formulation. I mean, unlike the human medication, so it will be a small quantity, and it will be at least a year and a half or 2 years before we get the repeat business.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much, and wish you all the best.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Khurana from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. This is Rashmi Sancheti from Dolat Capital. So my question again on CRAMS business, can you give us the total number of molecules? Can you give the breakup in phase 1, phase 2 and phase 3 currently we have?
So as we have stopped giving you that breakup because the numbers are not giving you right to indications. Because if I give you, as I was telling earlier, if I have 100, but my revenue generation is only on 20, so the number has no meaning. So we are dispensed away with that very difficult things for us to tell which one gives you this and which one is going to give you that one, which phase, because there is a gap. For everything, from phase 1 to phase 2, it is a year gap. From phase 2 to phase 3, it's a year and a half to 2 year gap. 3 to launch, it's a 3 year gap. All these things. So it's really difficult for us. That's why we're going a combined activity in the CRAMS, both the commercial and the, the pre-clinical.
So but we had 5 products in phase 3. Out of that also, we were expecting that, you know, one product will get commercialized.
I have not gotten any indication so far. Phase 3, as I said, it takes 3 years before you see any result. Out of that, only one is a 1.5 year old. The other ones are 1 year old only. So it's a long way to go. So that's why we cannot give any guidance on that. And also breakup also.
But as of now, sir, today we have total 5 products in the commercial stage, right? Which we are supplying, and the last being the anti-infective, which is a COVID molecule.
Yeah.
And sir, when you said that, you know, CRAMS has really done well because of both base CRAMS as well as because of the commercial supplies. So commercial supplies, you meant that, you know, the fifth molecule we have supplied in a big way in this quarter, and how is it expected in the subsequent quarters?
We didn't say it's a big way. We have supplied with that. And also I said that this COVID molecule is going to be a one-off kind of a thing. So you cannot expect that to continue ramp up. That is not the indication what we got from the customer.
Okay. And sir, on specialty side, currently we have around 3 molecules, right? So any particular guidance, like earlier you used to always say that, you know, we will be doing a flattish growth because the third molecule will gradually pick up. Do you still stick to your guidance that, you know, we will be doing more or less what you call flattish growth, or we see that, you know, that molecule can pick up?
As of now, it is I stick to the same old guidance. Since the third molecule, as you said, at least 1 year away before we get the repeat business. So that amount will not be there. So with that also, I'm just sticking to the same thing. There may be 5% this year that way can happen. Other than that, not much difference.
Okay. Sir, and on formulation business, you know, you said that Casper, we have filed 4 ANDAs. Can you give us, you know, organically how much ANDAs we have filed? I think we have around 8 products on shelf in the U.S. market, right? So if you can give, you know, how much Suven has filed, or if you can just club totally and give the numbers to us.
As of now, we have filed about 20 in Suven. I'm not talking about Casper. Okay. Out of that, 10 are approved, 10 are launched already. And in Casper, we have filed 4. And the gold age starting March of 2023 onwards. And another 10 will be filed during the year in Casper. So another 7 or 8 will be filed in Suven. So it will be there by the time about 40 will be filed by the end of March of 2023.
Okay. All together. And sir, what did you say in FY23 Casper, are we expecting any launches from this Casper, or you know, we expect that it will take around 1 or 2 years time?
No, no, it will start doing from March of 2023. That means the results will be in fiscal 24.
Okay. And so my last question again on the breakup, you know, in your overall formulation and other services of around 11 crores, how much is the formulation business in Q1 FY23 and versus quarter 4 FY21?
That's the formulation only, no?
No, sir. So whatever number we are giving.
Oh, sorry, this will be, I mean, 1 or 1.5 crores.
Sorry, I didn't get, sir. So there is a formulation and tech services.
Services will be less than 2 crores.
Tech service, other services would be 2 crores, you said.
Yes.
And rest all is, so at least 9 crores is formulation only.
Right,
and
right,
sir,
right.
Similarly, last quarter in Q1 FY22.
I don't have the numbers handy right
now. So 25 crores was the total reported sales from formulation and other services. So roughly, how much was the formulation that time?
Formulation was 11 crores.
11 crores. Okay. So it has really declined.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it depends on the when we launch and all that stuff. When we launch, that time is more. And then when the repeat business comes, then it takes time. And you can have more maybe next quarter.
Okay. Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in 1. The next question is on the line of Sachin Kasera from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. One question on the formulation business. Your annual report mentions about 4 wheels that you are putting in there. And you also are mentioning that once they start to do well, there would be a significant and growth and profitable driver. So can you give us some sense, you know, which year are we looking when all these products will start to do well? Is it like FY25, 26? Any broad idea you can give us?
As I said, by the time 25-26 comes in, we should have about 300 to 400 crores on both sales plus profitability numbers put together.
Okay, I thought 300 you were mentioning was only Casper. That 300 is including Suven.
No, I mean, the Casper is not even a starter, right? We are putting it together.
Okay. Secondly, sir, you have mentioned about new service offerings of forward integration and lifecycle management for existing clients. Can you give us some more perspective on that, sir?
I mean, as I said, we started this activity way back in 19, and some of two customers showed willingness and they want to put resources to that, but unfortunately, COVID stopped all that activity. And we are restarting that activity this year because now they started slowly coming to visit facilities. And I think it will take another 4 to 5 months or 6 months. Hopefully, in calendar year 23, we should be able to have them come here and then do the diligence and all that stuff. If everything goes well, at least it takes 3 years before you can get any tangible results out of this initiative.
But over the 3-4 years, sir, can this be a good part of our revenue, or it is just a small extension to what we do? Or it can it be a significant revenue driver over a period of 3 to 4 years?
Until it is, intent is there and it is bad, there is a speculation to give a huge run-up on the business, right? So, naturally, it will have value-added things and it will be additional revenue and other stuff. And it will ramp up eventually. But right now, even we have not started yet, even getting an approval, so it's... Not fair on my part to give you a number on that. But it will be accretive and additional. It may start slowly, but it will increase naturally, like it can expect itself.
Sure. And finally, sir, can you give us some status a bit on CapEx, how much you plan to do in FY23, and if anything on 24 also, if you can give us some visibility?
FY23 will be about 225 to 250 crores altogether, including the replacement CapEx.
And 24 also, we should see some similar numbers?
Yes, 200, 250, yes. See, this is out of the 600 we have marketed. This is the first tranche we are doing. That's if there's a replacement capex for the Suryapet unit, putting a new block instead of the old block. So the volume may be a little bit higher, but it's not going to be too much of a higher volume creation because it's only a replacement of the 35-year-old block. It's a new block with the modern equipment and modern systems and meeting both EHS, safety and regulatory, all aspects taking care of those things.
Sure. And so lastly, any approvals expected in Suven formulation this year on the ANDA side? You mentioned that around 10, some 15, 16 you have filed and some are coming.
Yeah, nothing is visible, but we are expecting 5 or 6 to come in the next 3 to 4 months.
Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshan Shah from White Equity. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. Just a bookkeeping question from my end. What would be the revenue contribution from top two customers in FY22?
It keeps changing. I mean, why restrict to 1 year? Because every year, every quarter, it keeps changing because if I supply a commercial molecule to the same customer, he will be number one customer that quarter. And then there will be a gap of 6 months to 9 months. Then again, it will come. So it's very difficult. It is out of the top six people, it keeps changing number one and two. And only specialty chemical is completely always is number one.
So I was specifically asking for this because in this year's annual report...
I'm not going to give you breakup of the customer by customer, sir. It's not possible because it's not a consistent. I cannot tell you. If I say customer is giving 20% this quarter and next quarter, he may not be anything. So it doesn't make sense now to give this kind of numbers. You need the final number and the profitability, not customer by customer. And they said it is switching between 6 to 12 customers and out of the 20. Keep changing.
That's it from my end.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dheeresh from White Oak. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir. Just one clarification. This, like for last year, you said that in pharma CDMO, there is 120 crore of, one-off. This quarter, in the 210 crore, is there any one-off or this is, like the base?
What is that? Yeah, small amount of one-off is there still.
Okay. And sir, last question. On the 600 crore that you said, just can you just refresh, like 200 crore is replacement and rest is...
Let me give you one for all. I mean, I keep telling and people keep asking.
Yeah.
600 crore we have taken out of that. 400 crore is replacement capex. One is for the, the Suryapet block, that's for 200 crores. And when we have to move out incremental R&D, then that will be for 200 crores. That can be next year or a year after.
The other 200 crores is only mainly for the technologies and for the additional block in Pashamylaram. As and when we see the traction and we have to do proactively ahead of time, that most probably we'll do during the next year. So that will be next year. So we have started only the replacement capex. So Suryapet, we just started. We have spent about 40 crores, 35 to 40 crores now. But that 200 crores will be spent before the end of March. So that the replacement block will be operational.
Understood. Understood. So this year capex is largely replacement capex. That 250
is
you mentioned.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Abdul Qadir Puranawala from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. So just one question on the formulation business, which we've seen that by 25 would become a 300 to 400 crore of a top line. So just wanted to also understand how would the margin profile look of this business? Would it be in line with what the company level margins are, or some color on that would be helpful?
Yes, I want to give clarification to everyone that it's unlike the pure generic formulation. This is like a CDMO activity for us, and our margins will profile will be almost in the same level as not of the full CRAMS, but in between the specialty chemicals and CRAMS.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mayur Parkeria from Wealth Managers India Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir, and good set of numbers, sir. Sir, just two questions, actually, something related to the previous one only. The CRAMS business, the Casper business, which we earlier had indicated that it's relatively lower margin, compared to our base business. So, will FY24 actually be, given whatever scale-up happens, will it impact the weighted average margin at the company level or the business will still be small enough that the overall margin may not impact so much?
It will not impact. It will not impact as far as we are concerned. That's what our guess estimate is, but only time will tell. But as of now, we're based on the whatever little experience we have on the formulation side one day in the last few years, and based on the products we are choosing and the profitability, profit sharing aspects, we think we are in a better shape than the most of the other guys. But the volumes may not be humongous like other people.
Right.
Right.
And sir, the second one was actually same thing. The block which we are replacing right now, is it that because of the continuous capex continuously going on, there is a constraint on the revenue growth from that side? Had that not been, then could we have done better?
Nothing like that. I mean, see, we are talking about in a safety aspect, the 35-year-old block, and also regulatory constraint, which we need to take into consideration. So, and also, this will give an opportunity to do the forward integration products rather than only earlier stage intermediates also. All this will happen, but there is nothing like not having done, we lost anything like that. Having done, we will gain anything because neither the volume is growing up other than the regulation, upgradation is taking place. And also what happens is some cost will be better because those days is a smaller size reactors. Now you can take a bigger size reactors. Naturally, throughput will be more. So the consumptions will be better and throughput will be better. Some cost advantage will be happening. That all will happen in due course of time.
But no major impact on the capacity currently have because of that.
No. Replacement means we are going to replace this block only once this is in place, the other one will be taken off.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ankush Agarwal from Search Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, again, this clarification, so you just mentioned that the formulations margins will be somewhere between the specialty chemicals and pharma CDMO. Did I hear that right?
Yes.
But sir, you know, going back again to what you said in Q4 FY22, that you know, formulation margin would be somewhere around 25% EBITDA margin. So again, there is a difference between what you had said earlier and now what you are saying now.
What is it again?
You know, in Q4 FY22 con call, you said that formulation EBITDA margin would be 25%, right?
I also, you only heard me that, but you all after that I also came back and said that my initial guess estimate is wrong because I don't have much experience on this side. And now that we have some experience on the profitability, we have toned it down that number, not at 25% of the total volume. That last time itself I said, not this time.
No, you said 25% margin. I'm not saying volume.
I don't know. I said it already. If not on here, at CNBC maybe. Wherever, I told already clearly. That's where I did not, I expected that the 25% should happen, but that did not happen. But the profitability side, we are very confident.
What I'm saying is, you earlier mentioned that formulation EBITDA margin should be 25%, right? Now you're saying that formulations margin would be somewhere between specialty chemicals and pharmacy game. So that would be like 35-40% kind of EBITDA margin, I'm saying.
I never said 25% EBITDA margin. I said profit sharing changes. If it's 50%, 40%, 30%, 25%. That is a profit sharing is a pure EBITDA, I mean, profit. That to that added is whatever the plus on a cost plus basis. So it will be more than what number is. Actually, because that way you have to look at it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ranveer from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So just one clarity on ANDA filing. You indicated that total 40 ANDA would be filed by end of FY23. So just wanted to understand that...
Together, both places.
Sorry, come again.
Both in Suven and Casper put together.
Yeah, so I wanted to understand whether all the ANDA would be partnered or there would be some of them directly will be selling.
No, I have 6 customers already, including Rising, right? So you see, the bulk of it will be for the Rising because all the Casper things will be for Rising, as you know. And in Suven, it is spread out to all the other people also.
So Rising is not the only partner, I think. Okay, so...
Rising the only one, but in Suven, it's 6 customers are there already.
Okay, so for example, if 20 NDA is filed by Casper, that all 20 NDA will go to Rising Pharma, right?
That one, Casper, yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. That's clear.
Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in 1. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you everyone for tuning in to this quarter one results of Suven Pharmaceuticals Limited. As I said, the last year is a good year and there are some one-offs and those one-offs will be filled due to organically this year. But the transformation at the customer level and also the transformation from the COVID-led to other growth, we are not able to give you any additional guidance other than meeting the last year's numbers. Hopefully, I'll be able to give you guidance at the end of the third quarter and hope to surpass the last year's number. That hope and I thank you again for tuning in and talk to you next update after the quarter two results. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Suven Pharmaceuticals Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.